Here we are.
Can you hear me? Maybe. Oh, hopefully.
Yeah, sure.
I was fixing my wild ass hair right now. I wasn't really paying attention.
I know. So it's Saturday night.
It is.
And we're about to do episode 89. Mm-hmm. We had a week off last week, which we're going to get into as to why.
Yes.
Because we got a couple messages, you know. Are you guys alive? You missed an episode.
Well, that makes me feel good that there's people that, you know, they have their ritual and, you know, every Monday they were listening to us and not hearing from us made them kind of worry, be like, well, is everything okay?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to know that we have such loyal listeners. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, as we've said, like, this isn't a job to us. This is something we enjoy doing, you know, together. It's a hobby.
Yeah.
So when real life gets in the way, then that takes precedence over the podcast.
It does.
So we're going to get into all that and what is in store. So buckle up. It's a pineapple party. Oh, and we got polyamory too. What's that? You want a kink fest? A little BDSM? Well, buckle up, buttercups, because we got that too. It's the Kitchen Sink E&M and Kink Podcast. And here we are, episode 89. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, good.
He's like staring at me. And?
So, as we said in the cold intro, we missed last week. The fuck, yo?
It was kind of sad, but like, life just kept hitting us.
Yeah. So for anybody who may not have listened to the last show, I have bought a truck.
Yes, you have.
Yep.
It's huge.
And
sitting in our driveway.
It has been a clusterfuck from day one between buying this truck. Oh, can't use that truck. Got to buy a different truck. It's got to be, you know, no more than this many years old. And it's got to weigh this much.
Oh, my gosh, the weighing.
So, you know, it's been up and down, up and down, up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite sure where I was going to put the truck to work at. You know, had a bunch of different options, but just wasn't sure at first where it was going to end up.
Yeah.
Finally got that all taken care of. We know where the truck's going, and I'm actually leaving tomorrow.
You are. I'm trying not to cry.
To, you know, go out, do my orientation thing with the truck, and
mm-hmm.
And found out that before I can even start working, I got to put the truck in the shop.
Yeah.
To fix a small oil leak, which, you know, is just the joys of trucking.
I love how you say a small oil leak, and I'm sitting there going, this sounds really big. Like, this shouldn't be a thing. Like,
well, I mean,
see dollar signs.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. I've been driving trucks for 20 years, and I've never driven a truck that didn't have some sort of oil leak.
Mm.
But at this company I'm leasing the truck onto, they are very particular.
Obviously, since we had a year mark as how old this truck could be, then we also had to find a truck that weighed the appropriate amount, couldn't be too heavy and all that. So there was all these different guidelines that you had to follow, and it was hard.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll be dishing out a couple grand while I'm away. So that's not fun. You know, it's like owning a boat, you know, just break out another 1,000.
Yeah.
You know, same thing applies to tractor trailers or dump trucks or any type of commercial equipment. But, you know, the upside is, you know, the payday is 2 to 3 times that of working for somebody else. So, you know, it's a trade-off.
Right. And that's why, you know, you decided the time was up for you to just do your own thing.
Yeah, I mean, I've been working for other people for, you know, 20 years, like I said, and, you know, that has allowed us to do the lifestyles that we enjoy, you know, because we didn't have such a commitment.
No. Yeah, when we have more flexibility, especially during, you know, the summertime when we do have that, you know, month and a half or so where we get to travel and we are kid free, so we can go to all the events that are either up north or anywhere where our friends have been posting about them, and we'll try to get to them.
Right. So now I know some of our friends have been asking, like, well, what does this mean for, you know, our swing life? You know, how is it going to affect that? And like, I really don't think it's going to affect the major things that we do, mm-hmm. you know, because as an owner operator, I can take off whenever I want.
Right.
You know, as long as I can afford to, then I can take off.
Right. So like, we already know Podbash is set. We are, right. We don't have an issue there.
Yeah. I mean, barring a catastrophic, you know, failure on the truck, that's going to cost me $30,000.
Should I knock on the wood on the floor?
let me get over here. Yeah.
There we go.
But, you know, so like our trip to Pennsylvania and Podbash should be just fine.
Yeah.
But now as far as like our day-to-day swing life, you know, like finding local couples and stuff like that, I mean, it's going to probably put the brakes on that a bit.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that will definitely kind of be set aside just because, like, we're not going to be together. We'll have a whole week. Well, this first bout of being out, you'll be gone for 2 weeks. So I'll have that whole time of being by myself and taking care of the kid. So I'm not going to be super able to really get involved with anything on my own. And you'll be driving. So, like, you can talk with people, but you're not going to really be able to meet up unless you happen to come into, you know, the town that they're in that's close by that they might be able to drive to you, because you're obviously not going to be able to drive to them. Right. You can get close.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm hoping that with me traveling, because I'll be, you know, in many, many different states. Not all 48, but a lot of them.
You'll be in a lot.
So, you know, I'm hoping that it may open up some of our hot husband type of, like, scenarios.
That could be interesting, especially because, like, I won't be able to do the reclaiming for a while.
Right.
So.
And it would lend more into, like, the traditional, like, hot wifing where, you know, like, the guy would want, like, just a phone call, like, so that he can hear what's going on.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, or like a FaceTime thing or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Cause those are things that we haven't got to experience yet because we've always done stuff like all together.
Yeah.
You know, like you're in the same building, so it doesn't matter. But, aside from that, you know, like you said, like you're going to have the kid
mm-hmm.
by yourself. There's no support system here, so no. It's not like you can be like, hey, watch the kids so I can go play.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm not gonna have that.
But you're also not the type to want to go out and play on your own. Like,
no,
not unless it's like a good friend.
Yeah, like somebody who I've either already have played with or I'm very comfortable with because we have a good standing relationship,
right?
And therefore, you know, it's basically like my other person.
Yeah, I mean, like, say if, like, you went and got to visit with Juan and Sybil.
Yeah.
Like, that's something that could happen. But you're not going to go out trying to find somebody new.
No. Because
that's just not
no,
who
that,
you are.
No, that is that already has me feeling, like, anxiety-ridden. And nope, that's a hard no.
Yeah, so, I mean, we have friends all over the country. And I'm obviously looking forward to getting the opportunity to see some of our friends, like whether we play or not, just to see them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because before this, I was always working unless we were at like a major event or something.
Yeah.
So it would be nice to just be able to get to see people.
Yeah.
And if play happens, great. If not, no big deal.
Right. I think it'd just be nice just to be able to even get a little bit of a break from being in the truck and, you know, getting to see the people because you are somewhat close by to them.
Yeah. And I can't tell you how many people that, you know, like friends of ours have been like, oh, I want to do something in the truck.
I'm first.
I'm like, I mean, I don't know, like, maybe it's because I've been a truck driver for so long. Like, don't get me wrong.
Okay, so I guess it's the equivalent of, like, trying to, like, christen a, you know, a, like, your first vehicle that you buy.
I don't know. I mean, it holds no special meaning to me. Mm. Like, it's just a place.
It's just a place.
You know, like, I'm not one of those people that has fantasies about fucking in certain places or, you know. So, for me, I mean, we used to fuck in my truck all the time.
Yeah.
You know, back when we first started dating. But being in the truck didn't make it any more fun for me. It was just like, okay, you're with me. We have a bed in the back. Like, we can do this.
I mean, I guess, I don't know, was it girls that were telling you this?
I've had girls and guys. Like, really? Guys saying that, you know, their wives want to fuck me in the truck.
Well, yeah, obviously. But that's what I'm saying. That's a female thing then. There's something about that. Because, like, I enjoy doing that in the big truck.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just a heightened, I don't know. I guess it's just because it's something different. And
well, yeah,
it's still kind of like being naughty because, like, you're technically in public, but you're technically not.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not in the trucking world, then I can see how that can be, like, exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's like, you know, I'll be spending every waking moment in that fucking thing for 5 straight days.
Yeah.
So for me, it's just like, okay, you know, we're going to fuck here. Just like I would if we were at a hotel. Like, the bed's there. Let's do it.
Maybe that's just the way the guy looks at it.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of drivers out there that, you know, get off on the fact that they're fucking in their truck, you know, where they work and, you know, like where they're living, basically. Right.
Yeah.
But for me, it holds no special meaning.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, like if it was with someone that, you know, I really enjoyed, that would be more special.
Okay.
Like, but the truck would have nothing to do with it.
The truck is just a place.
It would just be a good memory to have while I'm rolling down the road, you know, just thinking back to like the night before or the week before, you know, being like, oh, you know, I've banged so-and-so back there.
Yeah.
But other than that, it doesn't really do anything for me.
All right. You already have some stuff lined up.
I mean, like, I know for sure if I can get around their way. I mean, the beautiful hot wife that I played with at Pod Bash last year is really interested in seeing the sleeper berth in my truck.
All right. All right.
So, I mean, if I can get down that way, that's definitely going to be a thing. And I know Amy Idaho, if we're in the same area, she's already said she's basically going to rape me in the back of that thing. So
nice.
But she also wants to do it with you. Also,
there's not enough room in there.
Oh, we can make it work.
Oh my God.
I mean,
it might be one of those things where we're going to have to do this lot lizard style. Like, one of us is going to hang out in the back, and the other one is just going to, like, tap out in the window, be like, it's your turn.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that we could fit all three of us in there. No problem. I mean, you're both tiny, so. Yeah, but, you know, and then, of course, if I can get down to Florida, I know that there is at least one person down there that would like to see the inside of the truck. But, you know, these are our friends, though.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like random people.
You're not going to be picking up lot lizards.
No. No.
Let's not.
No.
I'm not going to jail.
No, I mean, even if they were really hot,
which is very far and few between.
Yes, I know. But, like, in some places you go, they do have some hot ones. I mean, they're basically escorts that work the truck stops. Yeah. But the fear of STIs.
Oh, yeah.
Totally kill it for me.
Oh, yeah. Because, like, there would just be no way of knowing.
Yeah. So that'll never be a thing for me.
Mm-mm.
But
which I'm so glad for.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not that desperate, you know. I'm sure.
No.
pretty much no matter where I'm at, I could probably call somebody if I really needed it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So, now, that's how it's going to affect our swing life.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, our poly life, you know, we're not doing a whole lot.
No.
You're kind of just seeing what's happening with your work guy, but you haven't really
mentioning
him much.
There's not really a whole lot going on, and I kind of feel like it's fizzled out just because, like, you know, there's a lot of moving parts with that, and there's also, you know, there's a lot that needs to be figured out on his end.
Right.
And I don't want to get involved with that. And I think that's where I've kind of like distanced myself because like I'm the adult in this kind of situation. Right. Like, and in a way it kind of kills it for me that I have to be an adult.
No, I can understand that because, you know,
like I have to think rationally, you know,
like you're wanting it to be fun and
yeah,
like, but he's not doing things ethically, it takes the fun out of it.
It does. And, you know, there's also the, you know, I guess there's that part of me that doesn't want to be his reason for ending his life that's going on, you know?
I can totally understand
that. I don't want that weighing on me.
Right. Especially since, like, there's nothing saying that you two would even be a thing.
Right.
If that were to happen.
Right.
Like, you're just in talking stages.
Right. And, like, nothing's been mentioned if, like, he kind of feels like, you know, he really, really likes me and he wants to make that step. But, and even if he did, I would have to almost let him down again by telling him, like, you need to be, like, completely separated and done before we could even attempt to have even, like, a date.
Right. Yeah, so.
So, like, this is, like, far-fetched. Like, this is, like, you know, by the time that he even decided whatever he wanted and then moved forward, we would be at least a year.
Yeah.
Before anything. So it's like, again, me being the adult, I'm just like, yeah, I kind of killed it for myself.
Yeah. And then, I mean, aside from him, I mean, we obviously have Amy in our life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she is not technically our girlfriend.
She is our shared.
Yes. She is like our shared woman of interest.
Yes. A shared woman of interest. I like that.
You know, because she does have Holly and Scott.
Yeah.
But, you know, we obviously care very much for her,
mm-hmm.
and we think of her as a girlfriend, but
yeah,
we just don't try to put a title on it because
there's no reason to make it complicated. And it's one of those, you know, we care about her and, you know, whenever we are together, we know we're going to have a good time and we're going to enjoy each other's company.
Right.
And that's really at the end of the day, what really matters to us. And I think for her too.
Yeah. So, I mean, like for me anyway, that's kind of where I'm at on Polly. Like, I just kind of think of her as a girlfriend and don't really pay attention to anyone else in that aspect.
Yeah.
Just because I've already spent so much time and energy with her
mm-hmm.
that even though we don't get to see each other a whole lot, you know, she lives in Idaho and, you know, she's very busy with her lifestyle stuff and her content creation, you know, like I understand that she's not going to be able to give me that same one-on-one
right.
that you do.
Right.
But when we do get to connect, whether on the phone or text or in person, you know, that part makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's enough for me. And I'm happy in that aspect of my life as far as polyamory goes.
I mean, that's a good place to be at. I mean, I will say whenever she does reach out and we get to talk, like, I smile.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm like, oh, I get to talk to her for a little bit.
Right. And that's basically, you know, how I am, just minus the super girly, you know, giggly stuff.
Hee hee. Sorry.
But, I mean, it does make me smile and, you know, I definitely have that warm, fuzzy feeling.
Yes, yes. That's exactly it.
So
I think that's where, like, the giddy, like, girliness comes from whenever I do get a chance to talk to her and, you know, I'm excited about it.
Right. So that's where we're at on poly.
Mm-hmm.
And now as far as our BDSM lifestyle, now you were, you know, in training to be a dominant.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
our last session was really good.
It was really good. But I think with me being gone now,
mm-hmm.
we will have to switch back to, you know, me being the dominant.
Basically, you're saying I cannot rule as a dominant when you are gone because all chaos will happen.
Yes. I mean, because you need structure in your life.
Oh, damn it.
So I need to be the one to provide that for you, right, especially when I'm not here.
Making sure my tasks are getting done. I'm cleaning the house. I'm making sure the child is all taken care of, which, I mean, she will be unless she really makes me mad.
Yeah. I mean, but you just need that daily structure.
Yeah.
You know, and because even now, like when you were the dominant, I would still have to kind of like check you and be like, hey, like you need to do this.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit, yeah, I forgot.
You know? ADD, it's so much fun.
But we'll be going back to kind of like where we started, mm-hmm, because I wasn't always around when we first started dating.
No. Which means you're going to be mean to me.
I mean. That's what made you fall in love with me, though.
The fact that you're a mean asshole.
Yeah.
I mean, you weren't wrong.
Right. So, you know, we're just going back to our roots.
All right.
But that is something that, you know, is going to be a little bit different for you. It's going to take you a little bit of time to settle back into that submissive and slave role.
I'm going to be such a fucking brat, especially because like I can be like texting you and not responding the way I should be. And you'd be like, I'm what?
Yeah. So that's going to be interesting.
Oh Lord, help me.
and we're probably going to have to, when I am home on the weekends, you know, try to do some impact stuff. And
yeah, because we were trying to get that build up before Pod Bash.
Yeah. And I think, you know, with me being gone all week, that will make it so that we can actually set the time aside to do that, you know, because it'll be something that you're really looking forward to.
And right, because we'll be talking about it. And, you know, it's not like when we've been before where we're right next to each other, but we had really long days. Like, we only have just the weekend together. So we're going to make the best of that weekend because that's the only time we will have.
Exactly. You know, and like, I know you're going to, you know, hate me being gone for the week and stuff, but
it's going to be a little rough.
But I do feel like when we first started dating, like that was one of the best things for us because it made our time together that much better.
Yeah.
You know, because you knew you weren't going to see me again for a week.
Yeah.
And you really looked forward to it. And obviously as time goes by and you get comfortable and, you know, that type of excitement kind of fades no matter what.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of looking forward to seeing if that kind of sparks that back into life, you know, where when I come home,
I'm an annoying person.
Yeah, just like super happy to see me. And
I mean, you know, I am happy to see you. I just don't really show it. Whereas before, I literally was an annoying bouncing ball of just a little kid.
Yeah. I mean,
so,
but it was,
be forewarned. I don't know what you're going to get.
But as a guy, you know, seeing a woman that excited for you to be around, mm-hmm, you know, especially like back then, I was giving you nothing, you know, as far as like material things or money or anything like that.
Yeah.
We were literally just, you know, dating.
Yeah.
So now that I do provide all those things, like, yes, I expect you to be happy and,
well, yeah, but, yes, and appreciative of what you right, do.
But it's that time that I want you to be appreciative of, mm-hmm, you know, like I don't care about the things or the money. Mm-hmm. I just want to know that when I pull in the driveway, it's me that you're excited for, not the paycheck, you know?
Yeah. I mean, so this is where I'm at. I don't see that. All I see is what I spend at the grocery store, and it already makes me I just can't. I
mean, I'm not saying that you do that, but,
well, I mean, no, what I'm saying is, you know, I don't focus on what the pay is. I'm not really aware sometimes at all, besides my own little cut. of what I bring home.
Right. But I mean, just overall, I mean, you have a car, you have a roof over your head. There's always money for food. There's always money for this or that, you know? So, and that's where that comfortability comes in. Like you just come to expect that, you know, it's like,
yeah,
part of being with somebody,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially when they've been the provider.
Right. And I feel like there are times, and probably a little bit more now that you're not going to physically be here, where I'm a little bit more cautious and concerned when, you know, I'm just going to be here by myself and having to take care of everything. Because, you know, there's all the monthly things that come up and going to the store for the kid and me. And then when you come home, having to do it so that you have the supplies that you need for the week. So I do worry still. And then I go, what more can I do?
Right. Which, I mean, I do appreciate, but I mean, I've always tried, you know, to set our life up so that when you went back to work, you know, after you were a stay-at-home mom,
mm-hmm.
that your money would be more spending money than necessity money.
Yeah.
You know, and it's been pretty much that way since you started working again. I mean, it definitely helps to get ahead.
Yeah.
But, you know, it hasn't been like a, oh, you know, you have to go to work because if not, we're going to lose everything type of thing.
No.
But it just comes back to that feeling of, if I couldn't give you anything, is my time enough? Like, that's what a guy wants to know.
Aww.
You know, and it's not just me. It's every man on the planet. Like, if you ask a guy, mm-hmm. what would make him the happiest when it comes to a relationship, it would be if he could provide nothing aside from, you know, himself.
Mm-hmm. Is that enough?
And to have someone be genuinely excited to have you around,
mm-hmm.
that is what makes a guy happy. So, like, I'm looking forward to that feeling again.
That makes sense.
Especially, you know, being as stressed and, you know, overworked as I will be, you know, with owning my own truck now.
Yeah.
The last thing I want to think about, you know, when I come home is people wanting to spend all the money I just make.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to do that.
You know, like,
but I feel like you've rubbed off on me so much over the years that, like, I think the worst thing that I do is I coupon. That's so ridiculous. But hey, it has saved us quite a bit, and it has pretty much put everything in your truck right now.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not directing this at you. Like, I'm not saying that you do, you know, or that you're one of those people.
Oh, no, I know. You're just saying, like, in general, because, like, you know, if you were to talk about a whole bunch of guys in one room, how they would feel, you know, and of course they would have a woman in their life, that is where they would be thinking the money's going to be dissipating from.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't really buy anything for myself.
You don't. You don't. I mean, you literally leave it up to me.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to better our futures,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so that we can build something. 'Cause I'm 40 now.
You are.
And I wasted 15 years of my early adulthood with a bitch who just wanted to take, you know, yeah. and not give anything back. So, you know, I started over at 30.
Yeah, you did. Or was it, you were 31?
I was 30 when we started dating.
I thought you were 31. Because then I thought you were 33 when we had the kid. And we weren't together for 2 years yet. Oh,
yeah, I
guess
I was 31. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I was 30 when I left her.
Yeah. I was going to say, don't ask me how old I was because I don't remember. But I can't remember how old you were.
You were 22.
Was I 22?
For 2 months.
Oh. No.
Yeah.
Did we start talking in January?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So I was 22.
Yeah. Well, our first official date was February 18th.
Yeah.
Like, but we had been talking for weeks before that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a good almost month.
Right.
Right.
So you were 22.
Yeah.
And I was 30.
And you didn't see any red flags there.
I didn't know you were 22.
How did you not know?
I told you this because you used to date my ex-best friend, and I thought he was closer to my age than he actually was.
Oh, well, this is because he lied about his age. So yeah. That's probably why. Because yeah. I didn't know how old he was either until 4 years after I was dating him off and on.
Yeah,
like, so, how do you hide that?
Like, I mean, like, I thought you were, like, 25, 26.
No.
Surprise. And then when your birthday was coming up, you're like, I'm going to be 23. I was like, what?
And at this point, you're like, oh, fuck. What did I just get signed up to?
Right. Because, you know.
I was a baby. Not really, but.
It wasn't until after our first, you know, official, like, date, you know, where I spent the night with you and everything. And it was, like, a week or two after that, or maybe longer. It might have been in March that I found out that you were going to be 23.
It was probably in March because I don't think we really talked about our ages at all. We talked about everything else.
No, I mean, because you knew I was older because you had been to my house with him.
Yeah.
You know, and I was married and all that. But, yeah, I had no idea
how old you were. But to be honest, I don't think I really thought that you were that far off from my, like, guesstimate of what you were, you know? So, like, when I found out that you were 31, it wasn't far off from where I already thought you were. Where it was a lot different for you.
Yeah. Quite a bit.
Quite a bit.
So, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like having what I'm doing now, you know, we've been together for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's been 10 years since I started over, you know, and I'm still trying to play catch up.
I know.
Because, you know, I had everything, you know, besides a good woman.
Yeah. You had everything but the woman.
Yeah. I mean, I had cars and trucks and, you know, motorcycles and a house and dogs and a
pool,
you know.
Yeah. You had everything.
Yeah. 5 acres. Like,
so I guess this was the trade-off. You moved on from the ex-wife and having everything to having, I hope, a really good new wife with a life that you wanted and the things that you're wanting slowly coming back together.
Yeah. And of course, you know, as I'm building back towards, you know, getting back to what I had before, everything keeps getting more fucking expensive.
I know. Like, what the fuck?
So it's like every time I get close, it's like something happens in the world,
or
in the economy, and it just puts it that much further out of reach. And it's like, fuck me. And
well, I mean, think about it. That's kind of what landed us back in Alabama or into Alabama versus where we were.
Right.
Like, COVID screwed everybody.
Yep.
And we couldn't afford to rent anything up there.
Nope.
Now we've got a whole ass house. Now, granted, she's an old house, but we have got our own space.
Yeah, but I mean, but by owning my own truck, I mean, even though it's 10 times the work and the stress, it's really, in my opinion, the only way to get ahead.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, I could go work for a company and do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I may bring home after taxes $80,000 at a really good job.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to be gone all week.
Right.
And, you know, I want the opportunity to make almost double that.
Yeah.
Bring home. So the only way to do that is to stick your neck on the chopping block and do it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's a risk.
Yeah.
But I feel like at this point, if I don't take the risk,
you won't know what'll happen.
Then I'm just going to be on the hamster wheel of life.
Yes.
You know, always trying to get that cheese.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I kind of feel like that's the American life anymore. I'm not even going to say dream because there's no such thing anymore.
No.
So it's basically just the American life is you're just constantly on a hamster wheel.
Yeah. And I mean, I would like to have a nicer hamster wheel.
So you're saying you want like a hamster ball, not the wheel. You want the ball.
No, I want like the hamster palace.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Yeah. The whole thing. Yeah. Tunnels and all.
Yep.
Okay.
So that's my goal. You know, right. Hamster Palace.
Let's do it. Let's go for a Hamster Palace.
All right. So what is this going to mean for the podcast? People are probably wondering. Well, since you ask, we're going to try and do like some short clips and stuff on the Fansly page.
Yeah. So I will do some from just me, myself.
Yep.
And I.
and I'll be uploading, you know, stuff from the truck, you know, just talking about different things
that we see and that we want to talk about.
Yeah.
We'll try to do some if we can do like a FaceTime recording kind of thing. We can see if we can do that.
Right. So, I mean, that stuff will be free. Mm-hmm. Like the discussions that we have or ideas that we're thinking about.
Yeah.
You know, like those videos will all be free. You know, you don't have to pay for that. Mm-hmm. And as far as the actual audio podcast that you're listening to now, we're going to try to do it on the weekends.
Right. It'll just kind of depend on when you get home. And depending on when you have to leave out again, because it may not be a super long amount of time.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably be getting home Friday afternoon and leaving out Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, that's the ideal.
Pretty much going to be my schedule. But it also depends, do I have to work on the truck or do I have to do this or that? Do we have plans? You know, because that's one thing, like, we're not going to revolve our life around this podcast.
No.
I mean,
the thing is that, you know, a lot of things around here where we live happens on the weekends, and it'll be one of those things where, you know, we might be gone all Saturday and not get home till real late, and then you'd have to leave Sunday.
Yeah. So, I mean, I apologize, you know, if you really enjoy listening every week, but, you know, it may be a week or two in between shows now. But we will try to keep things updated on the Fansly page.
Yeah.
You know, because we can do that separately. Yep. And
because you'll have your take and my take. And, you know, we'll be talking about different topics because there'll be some that, you know, I will want to talk about. And there'll be some that you feel, you know, personal that you want to talk about.
So, I mean, if that interests you, make sure you go to Fansly and just follow the page. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to see that stuff. And I believe you're still going to do like your toy reviews and stuff like that.
Yes.
For the people that are paying to be on there. Mm-hmm. And we'll also have some other stuff like that'll just be for the listeners that will be, you know, paid stuff to be on there. Mm-hmm. But as far as this show coming out every week, that is not going to happen anymore.
No.
So,
sad time.
Make sure that you subscribe, you know, on whatever platform that you're listening, so that way when we do put an episode out, you'll notify it. Mm-hmm. And you can go ahead and listen. But we definitely thank everybody for the past almost 2 years.
Oh my goodness, 2 years. Yeah,
it'll be 2 years in July. So thank you very much for listening to us and our bullshit every week.
It is much appreciated.
It has been a lot of fun and a lot of fucking work.
It's been a lot of fun. I mean, yes, there's a lot of work. And you've done such a great job with that. I just ride toys.
I know.
I make really loud demonic sounds.
Yeah, like, you are the epitome of a passenger princess on this.
I live up to my name very, very well.
I mean, you sit there, look pretty, and get to fuck yourself. Like,
well, I mean, you get to fuck me too.
Not on the show.
Well, I mean, we could do that on the Fansly.
Yeah, but we've never done that.
Might be something we might have to do.
But
might be a truck edition. You never know.
I'm just saying, like, you don't have to do the editing. You don't have to do none of that.
No.
I mean, hell, you barely even promote it. So,
yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
Okay, I won't say nothing now. Stone called me out. I'm not going to say nothing.
But I just want to say thank you. It has meant a lot for the people that, you know, have interacted with us and, you know, who looked forward to every week. Make sure that you stay in touch. You know, we'll still have the Facebook group and stuff like that. You can hit us up on Fansly and Twitter and Instagram and TikTok and all that other stuff. But yes. It's kind of sad.
Aw.
Seeing that this is winding down. You know, it's going to be way more of a hobby now. Like, it's always been a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
But it was one that we took really seriously.
We did take it very seriously. I do feel like we're going to miss being as serious about it as we were. And just having that interaction with everybody.
Because there's definitely times where, like, I'm, like, gung-ho. Like,
yeah.
Do the fucking podcast. Let's go.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's times when life beats the shit out of you and you're like, fuck, do we have to do this?
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of times too, we've had like some really good things that came up that we were like, oh my God, we need to talk about this. And then you'd go on your rants and some of them were very aggressive.
Well, I mean, I am who I am.
Yeah.
I have strong opinions and
you do.
And I know that turns some people off and that's why they don't like the show, but
I mean, it is what it is.
Fuck you. I mean,
again, point proven right there.
There's nobody forcing you to listen.
No, that there's not.
You know, and that's the beauty of not being paid for this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is our time. You don't want to listen? Don't fucking care. Blow me.
I mean, I'll blow you.
Time. I know you will. But, you know, I'm just saying, it's, we did this as a labor of love.
We did. Oh, because it was like our, I'm going to call it our third baby.
Well, I mean, it was kind of like a therapy session every week.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
For our alternate lifestyles.
Right. I mean, because we didn't really have anybody to talk to about it down here. So it was me and you and the people that we have found in the community that was listening to us and was giving us the feedback and their questions and, you know, had things that came up that they've experienced and wanted to put their input on.
And this show has enabled us to make some really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, I just got a message today or yesterday on Instagram from a listener. And, you know, she was saying how happy she was for us, you know, with the new truck and doing all this stuff. And that she hopes, you know, that her and I could continue to chat, you know, once I get out on the road and stuff, like if I wasn't too busy and, you know, stuff like that is nice because that's, we wouldn't have connected
right
if it wasn't for this show.
Yeah.
You know, and I just hope that her and her husband are okay with doing phone calls because, you know,
it might be a little easier.
I'm not big on texting and driving, so.
I mean, it's kind of frowned upon, you know.
But if people are able to call me and I've interacted with them, you know, several times, you know, and mm-hmm. I know that they're a normal person that I want to talk to, I have no problem, you know, talking on the phone with people and connecting that way. But I just appreciate people like that because they value what we say,
mm-hmm.
you know, like whether it's right or wrong, they just like hearing different opinions and that makes me feel good knowing that we've been able to do that for almost 2 years.
Yeah. It's a good feeling to have that we made somewhat of a difference and an impact in the lifestyle.
Yeah. I mean, we're one of the few shows that have lasted this long doing weekly episodes.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot to do.
We're in the top like 5% of podcasts just, you know, for that
genre.
Well, no, for that.
Oh, that type of.
Yeah, like
doing putting them out shows every week.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Or that's not a lot for that, but it's a lot of work to do that.
Yeah. I mean, and almost all the ones that are above us in that top 5%
mm-hmm.
make money off their shows.
Yeah.
So for us to do it spending money.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good about that. I mean, mm-hmm. not that we spent a lot of money to do this, but, you know, the fact that we were able to keep it going so long without making money.
Yeah.
But we'll see how it goes. I mean, if people still want to listen, we'll keep putting shows out when we can.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, it's going to be when we can. It's not going to be an obligation to us because mm-hmm. we have too many of those now.
Yeah. Just a tad.
So I guess we can wrap this up, and it'll be at least 2 weeks.
Unfortunately, since you'll be gone for 2 weeks, this first go around.
But we'll definitely try to make some updates on Fansly, you know, even if it's just like little vlogs of what it's like being away from each other for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, and what we've experienced.
People wonder how that works.
Yeah.
Or how it's affecting us.
Yeah. So check it out on Fansly.com. K-S-E-N-M and Kink Podcast. And then you can find us on all the other socials. Tink and Pedro, pretty much everywhere. I mean,
well, and my other one is the Pixie and Dixie 69.
Well, yeah, for your content stuff.
Yeah, but it's just a weird crossover.
Yeah.
But you can find me either one. If you look up Tink or if you look up Pixie, you'll find me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll see you again in 2 weeks, hopefully.
2 weeks. We got this.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Kitchen Sink E&M and Kink Podcast. Please make sure to check out the people who support us, VJ's Hotspot, The Trendy Pineapple, and also Pandora's Resort. They are really awesome people, and they love and support the lifestyle just the way we do. So please make sure that you go and check them out. And if you'd like to find us on social media, you can find us pretty much everywhere at K-S-E-N-M and Kink Podcast. That's all the major socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Clapper. And also now we are moving away from OnlyFans, and you can find all of our video and picture content at Fansly.com/KSENM and Kink Podcast.